man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
And homemade wine and
you're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on September 27, 2017. And thank you for joining us. We have the full complement of host and co-hosts here at the Trump Phenomenon, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
And George on the East Coast.
Hi, folks. Good to be here.
And good to have all of you here out there in the audience. You can join us at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And a number of you called me today at home. My phone number, by the way, is 701-317-5317. I ought to get that up on a web page. It's easy for you to see. I'll do that. Toot sweet. But the those of you that called me really enjoying the afterglow from the Roy Moore victory in Alabama. Really an amazing day yesterday. The Trump train triumphed, even with the engineer not at the controls. And I was saying to one of our callers in Illinois that this really was a Donald Trump did us a great favor. I'm sure it wasn't intentional. It's not, things aren't that convoluted, but however it may have happened, and I think there are innocent reasons to explain Donald Trump's mistake. That's what it was, a mistake in endorsing Luther Strange. Inadvertently, he did us all, he did the cause a great favor, because what he did was, let's see, how can you say it? It's as if the great coach or the great teacher put his chalk down and put his pointer down, and he asked the students to solve the problem. The great teacher sat down is what he did when he got out of the he did not endorse Roy Moore. So he stepped off the train for a minute and let us run the Trump train and win and demonstrate that it's not all about, it's not a cult of personality. Donald Trump is not Mao Zedong. He's the leader of a great idea, which the rest of us can implement if we follow the, you know, the teachings of Donald Trump, and or the follow the common sense that he followed. We did that in the Roy Moore campaign, and we walloped this guy, a big Luther. And I like what Breitbart's calling him now. If you remember Jim Carrey used to say, instead of loser, used to say Luther. Well, it's Big Luther. 6'9" of him, who was exposed by Breitbart, by you, by the Trump train, as being a swamp creature. And he was clobbered. And another thing that another great thing Donald Trump did for us, even if inadvertently, he let us demonstrate that money is no longer king on Capitol Hill. Up till now, if somebody had $30 million, and it may go higher, folks, We won't know the full accounting on how much money was spent on Big Luther. But $30 million easily against Roy Moore's $3 million. We do know how much he spent because our money's honest money. 10 to 1. If you were outspent 10 to 1, you were going to lose. Well, amazing. Not only did Big Luther lose, he lost big. He was beaten in a landslide. So great news. The Trump train can win, even if the engineer is not at the helm. The Trump ideas are winners. Big money is now dethroned. And now our job, Paul and George, is do it again. Do it again and do it again. Campaign after campaign.
And before the night was over, another wishy-washy senator announced he'd be retiring. Senator Corker of Tennessee.
Yes, Bob Corker of Tennessee, yep. A never-Trumper, and someone who only a few weeks ago questioned the fitness for office of Donald Trump. He actually got personal and nasty in his attack on Donald Trump. And man, has he taken it in the teeth since then. Breitbart has run a three-part series on the financial corruption of Bob Corker. And Corker could see the writing on the wall. With Roy Moore's victory, Corker realized, you know what's going to happen to me? I know what's going to happen to me in November. On November 8th of 2018, the people that came up with Roy Moore are going to come up with another Roy Moore, and he's going to run. He's going to beat me in a primary just the way Roy Moore beat Big Luther in the primary. So I'm going to go out. I'm going to retire.
Get while the getting's good. And about the finance, the lopsided financing, you know, we got a hint of that last year when Jeb Bush had, what, $130 million war chest, spent it all, and never managed to break double digits in his bid for the presidential primary. I think the warnings were there.
Yes.
It's a new ball game. Not that we should write off money. Obviously, a well-funded lamestream Republican is a formidable opponent, no doubt about it. And money does count to some extent, but it's not the only thing that counts. And I think this victory is huge from that point of view.
Yes, it is. And folks, it's a cookie cutter kind of a thing. That is, it can be done. You know, what happened in Alabama can happen in your state. And you know, there's no big magic formula here. No big amount of money needed. Roy Moore is a great candidate, but there are plenty of other great candidates out there. That's what we in the American Freedom Party, that's part of our mission, is to recruit good candidates, encourage people to run for office, show them it's not that difficult. It can even be fun. And of course, we're on a very small scale in the American Freedom Party, and we were the first party to fully endorse Donald Trump, to endorse him at all. And as the note, the never-Trumper Republicans still haven't endorsed Donald Trump. I mean, you have the feeling that in his heart of hearts, Paul Ryan still does not endorse Donald Trump. Remember, on Election Day, he hadn't endorsed Donald Trump.
It's not in his heart of hearts. Paul Ryan does not support Donald Trump or you or me. I mean, he is part of a swamp creature extraordinaire, connected to all those people who want us to go face first.
Yeah, and here's another one we haven't talked about in a while. Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, he still hasn't endorsed Donald Trump. He's a Republican governor of Ohio, and he still has not endorsed Donald Trump. I got the wrong guy. We haven't talked about him in so long, I've forgotten his name. Who's the governor of Ohio? It's not Kucinich.
No.
Well, he's a very forgettable guy, folks, and that's the good news. I've forgotten his name. But anyway, one of you callers out there, clue us in. he still hasn't endorsed Donald Trump. And he was one of the leaders of the Never Trumpers, trying to, you know, get anybody and to run against Trump and so on. But anyway, the American Freedom Party, boy, we feel good about what we did long ago, early on in the Trump campaign. We, in a board of directors meeting, we just said, this guy's the real deal. Our party endorses him, and we endorse his platform and his program. So we may still be the only party that has entirely endorsed Donald Trump. Our vision, Paul, you know, what we, Paul Fromm, by the way, is our international advisor, folks. He'd be on our board if he were an American citizen. Folks like Dr. Kevin B. McDonald on the board and Dr. Tom Sunick on the board of directors of the American Freedom Party and our chairman, William Daniel Johnson, attorney out in Los Angeles. When we looked forward before Donald Trump to the path that lay ahead of us, well, we were thinking we were looking at decades of building from a very small start. Of course, we're a very small party. The Republican Party was really rotten. The Democrats were in power. So it looked like a very long road ahead of us. Donald Trump has just jump-started everything. He's accelerated. He's moved the Patriot cause forward by, I don't know, what would you say, Paul? You know, it's not like a couple of years. It's as if he's turned it around and he's moved us by decades.
Yes. And this is, you know, I think this is still a work in progress, but we are seeing, to some extent, our ideology has power, or has some power. Not that Trump is necessarily a white nationalist, but Trump shares many of our views and is trying to implement some of those views. So we are closer to power, a lot closer than we were 18 months ago.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons, I think, for the hysteria of the left and the crazy persecution that we've talked about before, the striking out in all directions, websites taken down, and this type of thing, that they can sense that people with our ideas at least have a foot inside the White House and some power in the Congress.
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting question, folks. You know, everyone, you know, it's a normal thing to ask, well, how does Donald Trump feel about all of this? And it's hard to tell, you know, of course, to read his mind. But Breitbart has their first effort, their first try at ascertaining our president's own reaction to the defeat of Luther Strange. And I'll read a little of this Breitbart here. Multiple reports Wednesday, that's today, cited White House sources claiming, of course, and that's all, of course, that's very dangerous ground right there, unnamed sources and so on. But when Breitbart's doing it, I don't feel so bad because, yes, people do have unnamed sources, including Breitbart. And sometimes people are being honest. That's a way to be honest. We've been deceived so long by the fake news that you get leery of that phrase, unnamed sources. But anyway, here it is, who say that President Donald Trump is embarrassed, their word, over the outcome of Tuesday's Alabama U.S. Senate election and understands he made a mistake in endorsing, along with the Chamber of Commerce and Republican leadership, Luther Strange over Judge Roy Moore. Let's see. Some of this is coming from CNN, so I'm reluctant to even read anything coming from CNN. That is such a nasty viper's pit over there.
Is that a viper's pit or a liar's pit?
Yeah. Here is reportedly Stephen K. Bannon, Breitbart News executive chairman, and until recently, Trump's own White House chief strategist, was a particular focus of the president's anger over Roy Moore's landslide victory. Bannon pulled out all the stops to rally pro-Moore forces in the closing days of the campaign, making multiple TV appearances and working to bring a team of populist nationalist all-stars to the Yellowhammer State for Moore, including former governor, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, ex-UKIP leader Nigel Mr. Brexit Farage, Duck Commander founder Phil Robertson, and fellow ex-White House advisor Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Now, this is Politico reporting this. The president complained about Bannon's aggressive moves on Moore's behalf, as well as about the political advice he got from aides inside the White House. I like that second part of the thing. He's angry at the advice he got. People who spoke with Trump reportedly told Politico. Now, understand, folks, that what I just read to you is not even at second hand. That's at third hand. So I like to hear from Donald Trump himself on all of these things. Bannon and his ad hoc grassroots conservative strike team. Hey, folks, you out there, you can count yourselves in that, had gone out of their way in their aggressive campaigning for Moore to emphasize their continued support for President Trump and the agenda that sent him to the White House. For example, Sarah Palin exhorted the crowd at Thursday's post-debate train yard rally. Oh, I like that, the Trump train rallying at the train yard, that, quote, a vote for Judge Moore isn't a vote against the president. It's a vote for the people's agenda that elected the president. As she warned against the political class hijacking the Trump election victory.
Very good point.
And remember, what did Judge Moore himself say? He said, Trump has been, what was the verb that he used? He said it wasn't cut out, cut off. He says the president is being cut off from us, the people, by these swamp people in his vicinity. Here's what Sebastian Gorka told Fox News's Brett Baer. He said the president has gone, this is on Friday, he said this, the president has gone with the forces of the establishment on this one candidate. But guess what happens? When Judge Moore wins on Tuesday, this is Gorka saying this on Friday, it will strengthen the president. Because now he'll be able to go to the establishment GOP, to the swamp dwellers, and say, hey, guys, we are back on my agenda. This wasn't worth it. Nice. Gorka's a smart cat.
That's kind of how I saw it, James. Nonsense of, you know, that somehow Donald Trump is mad at Steve Bannon. No, he's mad at all the various neocons and weasels. And he's been showing us how he does these things. He surrounds himself with his enemies, and he picks them off one by one. At least it looks that way to me. Keeps going back. I mean, started out with Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich, Rice Krispies. I mean, one by one, he is very slowly decapitating the neocon movement. And this week, you know, Luther bit the dust. There's all kinds of embarrassed people. I was reading in other sources, you know, that Donald Trump is hopping mad. He's not hopping mad at Steve Bannon. And I'm not even sure he's even hopping mad. Well, I think there's probably a fair amount of design in this. I mean, you know, this is a flatterer. All these people are flatterers. And, you know, who's more of a flatterer than Luther? Uther. So Luther came up, and Trump has said, I love the guy because he's been really, really nice. He's been flattering me forever. So he brought the flatterer along and says, okay, Luther, you and me, babe, here we go. And Luther fell flat on his gazooner.
Yeah.
And the other, you know, establishment Republicans look miserable right now. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, got a little bit of break. We'll be back with Paul.
Bill tonight, last night.
Yeah, we'll be back with Paul and Bill, or George, right after this break. Stay tuned. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me
we've got to beware. We're back, folks. We stop,
children, what's that sign?
The celebration continues, and you know, maybe I'll assemble this for the show tomorrow night. I should do a survey of all the great folks who propelled the Trump train, all the great commentators like Sean Hannity and like Rush Limbaugh's heart. You know, I never thought I'd say that. Rush Limbaugh, you know, right there in the train with us. Congratulations, Rush, if he listens to the show. I mean, well done, my friend. And all these other folks, of course, Ann Coulter, always been on board, and Laura Ingraham. But I'll do a survey of all these great folks who, just as they propelled the Trump train, they propelled the Moore train. And I know they're all, you know, they're all celebrating today. And, you know, it would be a fun thing to happen if somebody could arrange this. I'll just throw the idea out there. Why don't we, on some network that's somewhat friendly, in some way, either Breitbart, and of course Breitbart's totally friendly, but let's say Fox could pull this off. Get all those people together on one show in a party. Have a Trump train party with Laura Ingraham and all the people I just mentioned, and Michael Savage there, and all these people, and just have a good old time on television celebrating things like the Roy Moore victory. yesterday, and to show, you know, to show the world that, hey, being right can be a lot of fun. and you can, you don't have to be a loser. You can be a winner. So, and then, we, of course, now Paul and George, we now have till November of 2018, we have, what do we have? We've got just realistically about 13 months of time. And in that time, well, we know Steve Bannon's already doing it. Steve Bannon, the man who did that whiteboard in the in his office in the West Wing of the White House. Remember that whiteboard? He had all the promises of the Trump campaign written on a board, hundreds of them. And then he had written next to it the status of the fulfillment of that promise. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you he's got that whiteboard set up in his office at Breitbart headquarters now. And he's got a whole bunch of names of senators and congressmen who need to be replaced. And he's working on it. And we'll join him in that. His first run at it was with Roy Moore. And then coming up, well, Jeff Flake in Arizona, and the list goes on. So if you're one of these people like Jeff Flake, and you watch the election results yesterday, and by the way, here they are. Let's see. Here's the final count. Roy Moore got 262,000 votes. Luther Strange got 218,000. Those percentages break down to 54.6 for Moore, 45.4 for Strange. And that's a difference of 9.2%. That's a landslide. Strange carried only four counties. As I look at the map, it looks like four counties. And Roy Moore, I can't tell how many counties are, but it looks like at least 50 that he carried. So,
wow.
Yeah, including the county of the SPLC, the home county of the SPLC in Montgomery. they're eating crow tonight. Let's see. It's called Montgomery County. Yes, the SPLC headquarters building's in Montgomery County. And Roy Moore won 52-47 in that county. So Roy Moore carried, Strange carried Birmingham County, he carried Madison County, Huntsville. But he just barely carried it, even though Donald Trump appeared right there in Huntsville. Luther Strange beat Moore only by a couple percentage points, about 1,000 votes, actually. Less than 1,000 votes. 1,300 votes. So, anyway, going back to this article, this first reaction from Breitbart on Trump, how Trump feels about it. There's a nice paragraph coming up. I'll share that with you just a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
We're back, folks. And before I forget what to insert this, this is such a great story. I don't want to forget to put it in the show tonight. And of course, all of these things connect. These worldwide stories do connect. The nationalist movement around the world: Poland, Hungary, Great Britain, France, America, Canada. You know, Paul, soon we'll have, I think we'll have something to report from Canada that's bigger than you yourself personally, and you know, a real nationalist uprising in Canada, I'm sure, is sure to be, you know, looming on the horizon. And here's an example of it from Poland. I read a story this morning that on October 7th, something very powerful is going to happen in Poland. On October 7th in 1571, the combined Christian fleets of Europe destroyed the Muslim fleet at Lepanto. Now, yeah, that changed your life, folks. One of the reasons you're not facing Mecca tonight and your children is because of that victory. There were other times like that. I think it was 712 or 32 that Charles Martel, by the way, from whom I'm descended. This is an interesting fact, Paul. All four of my grandparents are grandchildren of Charles Martel, all four of them. But anyway, Martel stopped the Muslims at Poitiers. It was either 712 or 732. Then at the gates of Vienna, the Central Europeans stopped the Muslims again. I've forgotten the year, 16-something. But the Battle of Lepanto in 1571, that was an enormous victory. The Muslims had ruled the Mediterranean until then. As many as 1 million white people were kidnapped on the seas by these Muslim raiders. This was no joke. It was not safe to be on a beach or on a coastal town anywhere in the European coast of the Mediterranean. There were whole towns. This is very little known. It's not taught in our schools. Whole towns on the coast of Italy and southern France and Spain that were deserted. They were deserted for two reasons. One, the Muslims had come ashore and taken anybody they could grab, children, and I'm not even going to go into the horrors of what they did with the children and the women. And then the others had fled. It wasn't safe to be on the coast. That's how bad it was. And some people estimate as many as 1 million white Christians kidnapped by these Muslims. Well, Lepanto changed that. Okay, now let's fast forward to this week. In Poland, now help me with this. George and Paul might be able to help me. I think the Pope in 1571 was it Pius V? I'm doing this from memory. But he declared a prayer of the rosary, saying, let's pray for this, that providence will shine on this, on the outcome of this battle. And at the victory, that was then made a Catholic holiday in Poland, which is an entirely Catholic nation. And so this October 7th, the bishops of Poland have all endorsed a prayer of the rosary all around the long border of Poland with many nations, and they expect as possibly 1 million Poles will join in this prayer of the rosary on October 7th. And what? Why on the borders? Why have this prayer on the borders? Because the Poles, under President Duda, are on the Trump train. They do not want Muslims in their country or anybody else. They want Poland for the Poles.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. So this is coming up.
Yeah. Hand me the digitalis.
Yeah, yeah. I'll find my page. It was a great story I read this morning. I'm just going from memory now, but the and what's wonderful is that this is, you know, again, the bishops of Poland have endorsed this. Everybody in Poland is going to be praying. And what this reminds me of immediately is the people of the, you know, the Baltics. Lithuania is one of those nations bordering Poland. And the Lithuanians, the Latvians, and the Estonians, they did a wonderful thing when they joined hands all the way from the border of Lithuania with Poland to the north shore of Estonia. They formed a human chain that included just about everyone in those three countries. They have about 2 million each in those three countries. And that back in, it was either 90 or 91, that led to their independence from the crumbling Bolshevik dictatorship of the USSR. And the other thing they did in that same movement was the singing revolution, where they would get together in big crowds that looked like Donald Trump crowds, with the fervor and the excitement and the happiness of people there. They weren't wearing Make America Great Again hats. They were wearing their traditional costumes of their native soil of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, and they sang their patriotic songs like our national anthem, Paul. You know, all the dots are connecting. And they sang their great tunes, and this just led to this incredible renaissance of patriotism and happiness of those people, and their desire to be independent and sovereign was so great that even the dictators in Moscow and, you know, assorted other fools in Moscow at the time, not fools now, they looked at the determination of these people and they said, we could crush them. We could crush them easily with our might, our power. They don't have any police force. They don't have any military. They don't have anything. They don't control their own ports. They don't control their own airports. But you know what? They win. Touche.
You know, the great German nationalist, Manfred Goethe, who passed away a couple of years ago, said, we will win by our songs. And there are many years when things look pretty bad for the German nationalist movement. It's only now, for the first time since the Second World War, that they are represented in the Bundestag, that's the German parliament. National parties have won seats in state parliaments, but not in the nationalist parliament. So there are many years when things were not that rosy, and that's something he really said, that we will win by our songs. Many people, you know, think, oh, well, that sounds kind of corny, but there's something to that, because the songs represent the spirit of the people. And
yes,
the people, not big money, but the spirit of the patriots and nationalists in Alabama showed through last night when the people beat big money and beat soundly.
Yeah, and here, just to give you the detail I missed, I found the article I read this morning. Here it is. Poland's bishops, this is Breitbart now, have urged the nation's Catholics to join a massive rosary prayer crusade along the country's 2,000-mile border. It's really that long. That's amazing. To pray for the salvation of their country. They expect up to 1 million people. Rosary on the borders, October 7th, anniversary of the Battle of Lepanto, where the Christian fleet overcame the Muslim armada, saving Europe from Islamization. The Catholic feast of the Holy Rosary was established by Pope Pius V in 1571. And that fleet of ships was actually called the Holy League that beat the Ottoman Turks. And this created a seismic shift in international relations from east to west.
Is this not a mistake that the Catholic traditional resistance right now is pretty much centered in an organization called the Society of St. Pius V?
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that. Well, anyway, so that's great news, folks. And, you know, part of the power of it is that you're looking at a million people. And we've been used to, over the decades, folks like us, we've been used to being right about issues and so on. And there's some gratification in that. But we were always... we were on the fringes, and we were very small, and we weren't having a big impact on events. So what's this huge change in scale signaled by Donald Trump and by the Front National in France and by Viktor Orban in Hungary? Viktor Orban actually began his populist campaigning before Donald Trump. And the Front Nationalist promising showing with Marine Le Pen also preceded Donald Trump. Nigel Farage was making great headway in Britain before Donald Trump. So it's not all, this all does not flow from Donald Trump. But all of those people I just mentioned, Orban, Farage, Marine Le Pen, they've all acknowledged that the scale of what Donald Trump has done makes it supremely important in what's happening. Because 63 million people voted for him, and some of these European nations are considerably smaller, and they all recognize that if America goes down the Obama drain, you know, wow, it's going to drag, you know, it's going to drag Western civilization with it. Yeah, on the other hand, if we can save America, wow, we can save the whole, you know, we can save the whole assemblage
of
our nation.
It'd be a good start.
Yeah.
We need to check our board, James.
Oh, yes, exactly. Let's go to, let's see here. We got Tom in Florida. And Rhonda,
we
call
need
back.
Rhonda to call us back. She was.
Rhonda, you call.
Help us,
Tom, Rhonda. In Florida. Tell me how you're celebrating there in Florida, Tom, the Judge Moore victory.
Yeah, James, you're absolutely right. You know, I predict all these elections, and I'm pretty good. I'm batting 100. I'm like Donald Trump. I'm like, in a bowling game, he's rolling 300s, and he's even picking up splits, hard splits. Trump's picking up everything. He's a bowler. He's rolling 300s. And he's picking up the splits. Well, like I said, James, I called every one of these elections. I knew Moore was going to win big. And I'm going to tell you, I got another prediction for you so I don't relax your audience. In the 2018 election, there's going to be 61 senators that are going to be Republican. Remember I gave you that number, 61.
Okay.
If you want to make a rolling bet, we can. Roll it down.
That's a lot of bodies,
senators.
Tom.
Okay. Yes. And, you know, Tom, there's good reason for your optimism because the key fact is that there are 10 Democrats among the 30 or so who run in 2018. A third of the senators, every 2 years, a third of them have to get themselves reelected. And the among those 30-some are 10 Democrats who must run in states that voted for Donald Trump in 2016. Red states.
That's correct, James.
And
well,
those
we got to get rid of McShane. That John McShane's got to go, James. That guy's disgraceful. He's disgraceful. He's been in the hot box too long. But yeah,
well,
you're
the only
right.
one.
Sorry,
the only one we can get rid of in 2018 is Jeff Flake in Arizona. He's up for re-election, so we can get Flake out of there. He's a Republican, of course. But then there are 10 Democrats who are on the hot seat, such as Heidi Heitkamp, for instance, here in North Dakota. She is on the hot seat. I'm contemplating filing as an independent against her.
I wish you would, James. I'll tell everybody to vote for you.
Okay. And but those 10 senators, those are really they might go a long way towards fulfilling your prophecy there, Tom. And you can count on the fact it's already happening. Steve Bannon's already got his whiteboard going, I'm sure. And he's got Heidi Heitkamp written there, and he's got Jeff Flake written there, and he's got, yeah, and so, and then he's organizing this incredible team of people who will descend upon Flake and Heitkamp. So it'll be wonderful in 2018 if I get to see, you know, Ann Coulter and Ingram you know, Bannon, that they all do an appearance here in North Dakota to unseat Heitkamp, and then they go to Arizona. So the Trump train will be traveling around in 2018, and that's only 13 months away.
Well, you're right, James. I'm sorry about the echo, but you are correct. The reason I really called, James, is real quickly, I know the other caller, but I called about what's going on with the NFL. That is so disgusting to me. And you got a lot of white fans now burning tickets. A lot of white fans are smashing their jerseys or burning their jerseys. I want to see, and NFL stands for No Fans Left. That's what I wanted to stand for.
Oh, touche. There you go. Call of the evening. No fans left. That's it. Did you coin that, or did someone else coin it, Tom?
Well, I kind of claimed it, but my brother and me are talking, and we were having a beer the other night, and we were talking about it, and I said, yeah, the NFL, we were thinking about what it stands for. I say no fans left.
That's Jerry Glanville said it stood for not for long, so both of those are pretty good.
No fans left. If you started that, Tom, boy, well done. Let's get it going out there in the audience. No fans left.
No fans left. Tom's old enough. Right. Remember the NFL in the 60s and 70s? It was pretty good. Now it's disgusting.
Yeah,
disgusting in their 50s. And, James, one more thing I got to leave you go with this. I got to punch in. I got to tell you this, James. You know what's going to happen? I say let's let these players only play for 4 years because they're claiming about concussions and all that. You only get to play 4 years, and you get a maximum salary of $100,000. If you don't like it, go to another field. Go into another trade.
Well, you know,
really superstar.
Yeah.
What's that?
Tom, thank you. Rest on your laurels there that no fans left. You heard it. Tom in Florida tonight originated that That's a neologism. No fans left. Thanks a lot, Tom.
You have a great show. You got it, Tom. You have a great one.
Thank you. Now, here's a great article, folks, at Breitbart, written by someone named Robert Barnes. He says, no, NFL players do not have a right to kneel or boycott the American anthem. And I'll just read you a little of his text. He wrote this yesterday. He says, he makes a number of points. His overall point is this. These guys have no right. They don't have any rights at all. They're employees. And we'll talk about it in just a bit, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all costs if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Politically incorrect. That's us. Welcome back, folks. No fans left the NFL. Tom, brilliant. We'll take a few more calls here in a bit. I'm looking at here a picture of what I think it's the New England Patriots. Well, what an ironic name here. And there's 20 black guys, and I'm just looking at the picture. They're all 20 black guys. They're all on their knee. They're all hanging their head like this is some sad moment to hear the national anthem. There are a couple guys standing, but they have their heads bowed as well, as if this is really painful to hear the national anthem. There's no one looking up proud, or dignified. And, it's maybe this is truth in advertising. Maybe, this had to happen. Is that we have to, these guys, they're really screwing up. And our enemies screw up. The 16 people went down in front of the Trump train. And the Hillary Clinton's campaign, one of the worst run campaigns in history, wasted maybe $1 billion trying to beat Donald Trump. So maybe, money can't buy things anymore. The NFL, wouldn't it be wonderful if the NFL, the truth is coming out. This sport that we've been watching is not our sport. These aren't our teams. And we shouldn't be patronizing it. We shouldn't be voting for Jeb Bush. We shouldn't be impressed with a $1 billion sports stadium, with all these trinkets and jerseys and all this stuff. And we say to hell with all this stuff. Go watch your high school football team or your college baseball team. And to heck with these guys. No fans left. I think this is wonderful. There's a tremendous populist thing going on, Paul.
Absolutely.
The NFL thing is like manna from heaven, though, James.
Yeah.
What a perfect storm between Uther and the NFL at the same time. And the other side deserves it. They've shot themselves in the foot, and I hope they'll aim a little higher next time.
Yeah. And let's hope that they keep working from the same playbook in 2018 and 2020. These NFL players, don't change. Don't stand up. Don't salute. Don't put your hand on your heart. Just keep doing what you're doing because you're being honest. You're telling us what you really think about.
Oh, yeah. Instead of kneeling next time, all of you give the finger straight to the American flag so we can get it on TV.
Yeah, hey everybody, let's put our cards on the table. Let's That's what's happening. Here as the Trump train rolls on. My gosh, you're kidding. We're out of time. Rhonda, we didn't get you, but we will give you a rain check. And we'll see you all again tomorrow night as we celebrate this latest victory. See you then. Thanks, George. Thank you.
Don't stop believing.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.